today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun Alaikum, may Allah's peace and salutations be upon all of you. Dear brothers and sisters, today is Eid, Eid al-Fitr. Congratulations to all of you. And so welcome to today's special.
Ramadan has come and gone. Eid has dawned upon us. Thank you, Allah, for this blessing day. It's a time of happiness, a time of joy. Thank you, Allah, for this blessing day. Eid al-Sa'id.
Today, Monday, is the first of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Eid al-Fitr Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Happy Eid to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, all around the world. A unique festival time of joy for Muslims, except our congratulations on this auspicious moment.
Bariku ya habab nur al-eid jana fihi farahat nablaqakum tayyibin. والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Eid al-Fitr is a unique festival. It has no connection with any historical event, nor is it related to the changes of seasons or cycles of agriculture. It is not a festival related in any way to worldly affairs. Its significance is purely spiritual. It is the day when the Muslims thank Allah for having given them the will, the strength, and the endurance to observe, fast, and obey His commandment during the holy month of Ramadan. This day in Muslim world begins rejoicing and happiness. The rejoicing is not our at the departure of the month of Ramadan. It is the happiness which man feels after successfully completing an important task. Happy Eid, Happy Eid al-Fitr to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all around the world. Congratulations. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastayin. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with Eid al-Fitr, that is the Lesser Bayram, as it's called in English. Of course, the word Bayram is a Turkish word that has entered the English language, and the Lesser Bayram refers to the Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan, Eid or Fist. First of all, it must be indicated that the word Fitr in Arabic is derived from the word Fitra, or instinct. So this is the feast of returning to our instinct, to our God-given instinct. From this, we find that our instinct was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endows something to someone, He endows it to that person in its entirety. However, there's another condition. The condition is that whether we are capable enough of appreciating that grace or that opportunity or not. Since we find that in the throughout the month Ramadan for one whole month, we have observed, religious piety, religious observances, and the Ramadan rites and rituals. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity of celebrating this Ramadan feast, this Ramadan, this end of Ramadan occasion, according to the valuable and precious speeches of the first infallible Imam, Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, إِنَّمَا هُوَ عِيدٌ لِمَنْ قَبَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ لِمَنْ قَبَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ وَشَكَرَهُ قِيَامَهُ وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ لَا يُعَصَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَهُوَ عِيدٌ. Certainly, the Eid al-Fitr, or the Lesser Bayram, is the Eid, the feast, for anybody whose fasting has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his way of performing salat has been appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid.
Eid al-Fitr can be interpreted as a threefold blessings. First, it provides one more occasion for the Muslims to thank Allah and remember His blessings. Secondly, it affords an opportunity of spiritual stock-taking after the month of Ramadan. A Muslim can now ponder over the strength or weakness of his willpower. He can see, in the mirror of Ramadan, what were the strong or weak points of his character, because under the stress of fasting, the hidden qualities or evils of human character come to surface in such clear way, which is perhaps not possible of otherwise. Thus, a man gets a chance of self-diagnosis of the traits of his character, which probably no one else may ever detect. Thirdly, it enjoins the well-to-do persons to share a portion of what they have with their poor brethren. On the eve of Eid al-Fitr, a Muslim is obliged to give to the needy foodstuff at the rate of a prescribed weight. On behalf of himself and of every member of his family, it would certainly be pleasing to God if we do not forget these lessons after Eid al-Fitr. May Allah accept all your du'as, all your worshipings, prayers during the month of Ramadan. And after that, congratulations on Eid al-Fitr.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid al-Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart.
Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of a struggle to form a unified Muslim nation. The month of Ramadan, which is full of divine blessings for our nation and our Muslims, is over, and many happy people benefited from the blessings of this month. These people spent the day obeying Allah while they were fasting and while they felt hungry and thirsty in such hot weather and on such hot days, and they avoided carnal desires and curbed their human passions. At night, many people engaged in prayer and dhikr, and they kept a vigil for Allah. Those who carried out their responsibility by worshipping Allah and fulfilling divine obligations in this month feel satisfied and happy, engaging in spiritual deeds and fighting against human passions in this month gives a feeling of joy and spiritual happiness to you, dear people, who are the master of determination and willpower and who exercise patience in fasting. One of the characteristics of carrying out responsibilities for the sake of Allah and making efforts and engaging in jihad for the sake of Allah is that one feels happy although one endures hardships and difficulties. And Allah has connected this happiness with the happiness that we feel on the day of Eid al-Fitr in order to show the greatest of this day.
The sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that it's narrated that one day on the day of Eid, he ascended the pulpit and he gave this beautiful lecture. He told the people, أيها الناس, إن يومكم هذا يوم يثاب فيه المحسنون ويخسر فيه المبطلون. Imam Ali says that this day, the day of Eid, is a day in which the good, the righteous, the pious, those that did their fast, that did their obligation, it's the day that Allah will reward them. It's a day of celebration for them. It's the day of reward for them. وَيَخْسَرُ فِيهِ الْمُبْطِلُونَ But those people that didn't fast, that wasted Ramadan, disobeying Allah, far from Allah, it's the day of loss for them because they have wasted such a great amount of reward, such great gifts that they have neglected and they have wasted. And then the Imam, he says, وَهُوَ أَشْبَهْ بِيَوْمِ قِيَامِكُمْ The day of Eid, when we're going to pray in the masjid, it's so similar to the day of judgment, the Imam says. Why? Because the day of judgment is the day of reward. It's the day that the good people get the reward and the bad people, the evil, they will be prevented from the reward. They won't get any reward. They wasted all that reward. So it resembles the day of judgment. And I'll speak about the reward that the Imam is speaking about in a few minutes. And then he says, فَذْكُرُوا بُخُرُوجِكُمْ مِنْ مَنَازِلِكُمْ إِلَىٰ مُصَلَّاكُمْ خُرُوجَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ And he says, when you go to the masjid with your family, everyone, when you arrive at the center, you see thousands of cars coming. Everyone wants to park, and everyone is rushing to pray. He says, when you come to the masjid, remember the day of judgment, how you get up from your rise from your grave, and you start moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's trial. The day of judgment, we rise from our graves, and we just start moving like zombies. Where are we going? We're going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's trial. We're going to a place so that He can try us. So that the good receive the reward and the evil receive the punishment. He says, when you go to pray on the day of Eid, remember that day. It resembles that day. And then he says, وَذْكُرُوا بِوُقُوفِكُمْ فِي مُصَلَّاكُمْ وُقُوفَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّكُمْ And when you stand in front of Allah on the day of Eid and pray to Him, Salatul Eid takes a few minutes, we have to stand and pray it. The Imam says, remember your stand on the Day of Judgment. Because on the Day of Judgment, we're going to have to stand for God knows how long. The Holy Quran says about the Day of Judgment, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ How much? 50,000 years. 50,000 years. The Day of Judgment is one day, but it feels like 50,000 years. And according to some traditions, We're all standing, naked, thirsty, hungry, afraid, tired. Except the good believers. That's an exception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve them of that.
Today is Eid al-Fitr. Happy Eid and congratulations to you. Keep us in your dua and prayers. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah